Sergeant Lindsey James will be laid to rest tomorrow in Urbana, Missouri. He died last month in Iraq. The 23-year-old soldier was on foot patrol when he was killed by what the Army calls an improvised explosive device. NPR's Greg Allen visited Urbana and reports that Sergeant Lindsey's death has touched nearly everyone in the small Missouri town.
America is full of small rural towns like Urbana, Missouri, but they don't often make the national news. The sign welcoming visitors to town says population 407. Urbana is a community in southwest Missouri where farming is still the primary occupation, but military service is another. A local count lists some 50 people from the area serving in the armed forces. Lindsey James was Urbana's first Iraq casualty.
He was a typical all-American boy.
Margaret James was Lindsey's stepmom.
He loved to run around. He loved to hunt, fish. I mean, he loved his guns. And he just wanted to go kill something all the time. Let's go get a coon or a coyote or see if we can find a deer or a turkey. I mean, he was just that smile and them bright blue eyes.
Urbana is the kind of place where students and some teachers may miss a day or two of school during deer season. Lindsey had hoped to make it home from Iraq by May for spring turkey season. But on January 29th, one day before the Iraqi election, he was on patrol in Baghdad when he was killed by a makeshift bomb. It was his second time in Iraq. His dad, Larry, says Lindsey didn't mind going back for a second tour in Iraq. In fact, he told him he was looking forward to it.
He says it's unreal of the poverty and the way the country has been run. He just strongly believed and he knew that he was doing good.
Lindsey James graduated from high school in 2001. He tried working as a welder, moving for a few months to Amarillo, Texas, before coming home to Urbana. A few months later, his stepmother says, he decided to enlist in the Army.
He just said that's what he wanted to do. We begged him and talked to him about it and told him what the possibilities were. His grandpas cried and begged him not to go, which they're both gone now. But he said, no, this is what he felt like he needed to do, so.
He was a pretty strong-headed young man, and he felt that he could do more for his country than he could being here.
Skyline High School has an enrollment of just 242 students. Lindsey's funeral will be here in the gym, where, like students in this class, he once ran laps. When he was home on leave, Lindsey often came by to visit. PE teacher Kevin Cheek says the last time he spoke to him, Lindsey was excited about his recent marriage and that soon he'd be coming home to Urbana.
He believed in what he was doing, and you know, he knew there was a danger there. You know, I think what's ironic is there's probably, you know, 1,400 people or 1,438 or something that's died in Iraq, and what was the odds of one of them being from Urbana, Missouri?
Margaret James says her family has a tradition. They dig their family members' graves by hand. When they dug Lindsey's grave this week in the winter cold, she says they had lots of help, including some from one of his teachers.
She took her shoes and socks off and climbed down in the hole because all she had on was her good shoes. And every one of us, even as hard as it was, got in there and at least took out a couple of shovels of dirt. That's our community and our family.
When Lindsey James is buried tomorrow, his family and much of the town of Urbana will be there to say goodbye. Greg Allen, NPR News.